Psalm 29, When God Refuses to Whisper. Yesterday, Psalm 28, we stood at the edge of God's silence, pleading not to be dragged down into the pit. Today, the silence breaks, not with explanations, but with sound. Psalm 29 is not a gentle devotional scene, it is a holy storm. 1. Worship begins in the unseen room. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings, Psalm 29:1, New International Version. The Hebrew phrase Bene Elim can be rendered sons of the mighty or sons of God. Western readers often flatten this into poetry, but the psalm places us in the ancient biblical picture of the heavenly council, creation's unseen liturgy, where every power that tempts us, nation, market, ego, ideology, is told, you are not ultimate. Worship is not mainly our mood management. It is an act of cosmic truth-telling. Reality has a king. Cross-references. Job 1-6, Psalm 82, Revelation 4. 2. The voice of the Lord and the collapse of false gods. 7 times, the psalm repeats Kol Yehudah, the voice of the Lord. 7 is completion. The point is not that God spoke once, it's that his voice is total, working through every layer of life. In the ancient Near East, storms were often credited to Baal, the storm god. Archaeology at Ugarit preserves hymns exalting Baal's thunder. Psalm 29 dares to take that familiar storm language and reassign it. The thunder belongs to Yahweh. He is not one force among many. He is the one before whom every storm must take orders. Notice the geography, from the waters, to Lebanon's cedars, to the wilderness of Kadesh, like a storm front sweeping the whole land. God's voice shatters the cedars, what looks unbreakable, makes mountains skip, what looks immovable, and even unsettles the desert, what looks empty. He attacks our illusions of permanence, control, and self-sufficiency. Cross-references. Exodus 19:16-19, Mark 9:39-41, Revelation 1:15. 3. Thunder as mercy, God midwives what we cannot produce. One line is strange and easy to miss. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare, Psalm 29:9, New International Version. In the same breath, the psalm says he makes creatures give birth, older translations, makes the deer calve. God's voice is not only demolition, it is delivery. He strips what hides us, yes, but also brings forth life that cannot be forced. If God is shaking something today, it may be because he is answering a deeper prayer than the one you know how to pray. Cross-references, John 12:28-29, Romans 8:22-23. 4. The last word, flood, throne, peace. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood, Psalm 29:10, New International Version. The Hebrew Babel is used for Noah's flood. The psalm is saying, even when chaos becomes historic, even when waters rewrite maps, God is not improvising. And then, unexpectedly, this storm psalm ends with a benediction. The Lord gives strength, blesses with peace. 29:11. Not peace as denial, but peace as what remains when false gods have been thundered into silence. Suggested hymn, immortal, invisible, God only wise. Let its steadiness answer the storm. Prayer. Lord of the waters, and Lord of my inner weather, let your voice break what must be broken and birth what I cannot produce. Strip away my coverings that hide unbelief. Enthrone yourself over every flood I fear, and speak your strong peace into my life through Jesus Christ. Amen.